Welcome to Module 3. As we begin Module 3, I wanted to give you a preview of what's coming. A preview of what your website will look like. It's sometimes easy to get buried in the weeds. When you reach the end of Module 3 and 4, this will be what you will be capable of having if you followed all the steps. Let's look at hometownchurchofchrist.com right now. Okay, we're here on the front page of the website. Again, this is a preview of where we're going. This is a preview of what you will have if you follow through with each of these modules. First and foremost, you will have a header that resizes and shifts in its appearance based upon screen size. You will have an About Us page. You will have a Contact Us page. You will have learning resources with articles, gospel meeting audio, sermons, depending upon those things if you have that material available to you. In addition to these, you will also learn in Module 4 how to add videos from other Brotherhood sources, other Brotherhood works, or other congregations, or other churches. If you don't create your own videos, you will be able to add their videos to your website to help promote their work, but also to provide your website with additional media content for your visitors. You'll have a member section with your bulletin behind a password so that if you choose to, you can make those bulletins available with a password for your members. And you'll have a What to Expect page for visitors who are preparing to come to your congregation. But here on the homepage, let's go through the homepage a little bit. You will have navigation to jump to any particular part of the homepage. All five of these buttons jump to different parts of the homepage so that people can find what they're looking for quickly. If someone needs directions, they can click the directions button and jump straight down to a map and a button that says get directions from Google Maps. When you click that button, you will go straight to Google Maps and you will immediately give that person, if they've got an app for Google Maps on their phone and they're on their phone visiting your website, they will immediately get their directions in Google Maps and begin the ability to drive to your location. Let's go back up to the top of the homepage. We've got our location and just a general statement, something that identifies the focus of your congregation right here at the top. We've got the very next section being how to get a hold of us, how to contact us, how to send us something in the mail. The next section is just a welcome, an invitation. Come see us, and a way to contact us through email. Another thing that we have is a seminar or maybe a fall event that we're advertising. You will also learn how to make that section disappear and come back, or maybe have a placeholder there for future events, our worship times. And every single aspect that you're seeing here can be dragged to a different part of the homepage. But remember, the first thing they see includes a button to jump straight to your worship times. Our location, that was the directions button that we previewed earlier, and recent items. They can jump to the most recent bulletins. They can jump to the most recent sermons. If you have videos, you can add an additional icon here for recent videos. So everything that we're doing is focused on visitors. But let me mention one more thing up here in the top right-hand side of the screen. And this is on every page. Every page of your website will offer someone something for free if they will in turn contact you. The focused goal of this website is to reach people, not just to give material away, not just to promote the congregation, but to reach people. Everything about this website is intended to empower your website as a tool to reach the lost. The About Us page speaks concerning your home congregation, speaks concerning the kind of things you teach, gives them an opportunity to give you a call. They can click that link on their phone, and immediately your phone number is up and they can dial your number. Tells them about your work in missions, if you're involved in mission work, and the things that you do that are outside your congregation. This area tells of things you do on a regular basis or events. And the last section on this page tells them about your leadership, your preacher, your elders, your deacons. But here's the thing. If we're going to build a site focused on reaching our visitors, we better be willing to contact them back. We better be ready to receive those contacts and communicate with them. If you don't want to reach people, please don't build this site for your congregation. We need a site that is focused on reaching people. We need a church that is focused on reaching people. And we need to be committed that when they reach out to us, we have something to give them and we have something to teach them.